Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to get the perspective of tonight's game from a Hall of Famer.
I love the city of Milwaukee, the Bucks organization.
A Bucks legend.
It's all about the game, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the great game of basketball.
Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles off of I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Sidney Moncrief joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Bucks lose 136-132 in overtime to the Dallas Mavericks. Sid, your thoughts on what you saw tonight?
Oh, that's my bedtime, Sparky. I don't know if I can give you an analysis or not. I'm sorry.
He's got jokes. He's got jokes.
All right. I saw a Milwaukee Bucks team that, as usual, competed extremely hard. They tried different lineups. I was very impressed with the bench at certain times in the ball game. Execution down the stretch continues to be a problem. The inability to put Giannis in situations to where he's drawing a double team and he's passing the ball out and creating more assists, hockey assists and more assists. Again, the Mavericks had 37, I think, assists compared to Milwaukee's 26. I might
yep,
be off.
That's correct. No, you're right.
But to me, it's still a game of ball movement for the Bucks and making sure that the assist totals are very high. And we did not see that tonight. We saw Lopez have an outstanding game down the stretch. Coach Bud, rightfully so, decided he wanted a smaller lineup so they could switch Luka's pick and rolls and try to stop his penetration, which we still could not do. Their ability to get in the paint, extraordinary player, let me just say that, but his ability to get in the paint and expose the Bucks defense without Lopez down the stretch, I thought was a huge key in this ballgame.
You know, Sid, you bring up Giannis. From your perspective, do you think they need to use him more as a facilitator than maybe they do once they get to the postseason?
I think that teams are starting to figure out we're going to put a man and a half to stop his penetration, but we're not going to put people running at Giannis because he's too good of a passer, and they rather him score 2 points than him opening up passing and getting 3-pointers and getting everyone on the team involved. Strategically, teams have made the adjustment, and now Giannis and the Bucks have to somehow find a set or something to put Giannis in to where he draws the defense to him, double teams. So now we can get that crisp ball movement cut into the basket. That's one thing that made us so very good last year and also most of this year.
Do you think this Bucks team, Sid, is better off when they're playing big or better off when they're playing smaller?
It's hard to say because Lopez is our best overall offensive player. I was thinking today, he can shoot foul shots, he can post up, he can offensive rebound, he can shoot the three.
He can pass.
He can pass.
Yep.
You just about have to have him on the floor, I think, because he's just such a force. I'm not even thinking about tonight. He had a phenomenal night. But even on his average nights, he's still a guy that you you want to have on the basketball court.
Yeah, you have been on the Brooke Lopez bandwagon from the jump. It's not like you're new to the bandwagon necessarily. What did you think of Bledsoe's game tonight?
I thought he played with a little more pace, a little more pep in his step. I like the in-between shots that he made defensively. We have to still get him and other players active with their hands. We used to create so many more deflections and turnovers than what we're creating, especially tonight. But I like the way he played. His conditioning is coming back. His confidence is stepping up. He just needs to continue to improve, and he should be okay by playoffs.
There's so much talk about the Western Conference being the Lakers or the Clippers and so forth, and rightfully so. Like, I get all the talk, but Nuggets are playing well. This Mavericks team is capable of beating teams as well. I just don't know if it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks for the Lakers and Clippers in the West.
No, I don't see the Lakers being the team. Period. I just don't think they have the key word, chemistry, right now. They don't have players in the right position that are consistently making plays. They seem to be really out of rhythm. The Clippers, I like the way they play the game of basketball. They seem to adjust to people coming in and out of the lineup probably as well as any team. Toronto, of course, they're in the East. That's a little different. But I think as far as the East, Toronto certainly, I think, the team to beat along with the Bucks. And in the West, Houston will create some problems along with, obviously, the Clippers.
He is Sidney Moncrief. Catch him after each and every game here on The Fan. I will let you go to sleep now. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy an off day tomorrow for the Bucks as well.
Yes, I will enjoy my evening. And we hope to we will get a win the next ball game. We'll get a win. We'll just keep moving.
Yeah, just keep moving. Just wait to the That's just right. waiting for the playoffs to start at this point. That's really all it is.
Just keep moving.
Just
That's right.
Waiting for the playoffs.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Take care, Sid. There he is, Sidney Moncrief on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion on growing your home. Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.